This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I am in Húsandanna, which is the craft shop right in the center of Egilsstaðir in East Iceland. And I've been here a couple of times, and the first thing to say is it always smells really nice because there's always nice candles burning here. But it's full of crafts and things that you can buy from various Icelandic artists. And I'm here with my two guests today, who are?
My name is Laura Vilbjörnsdóttir.
And I'm Emma.
And it's your shop, Laura?
Yeah, partly. Yeah.
How long has it been here? Because I always remember it being here for the last few times I've been in Egilsstaðir.
Yeah, we started up in June 2010. So it was actually our birthday anniversary this summer, 15 years.
Still having you.
Yeah, takk fyrir.
And Emma, how long have you worked here?
I've been just a few months. I've been connected to the place for a while.
Okay. And it is absolutely full of things that you can buy from various people who make crafts here in Iceland. So where do you find all this stuff?
Yeah, we have been kind of collecting for a long time, or all these years, developing our own selection.
Yes.
And we always, we are selling here from more or less whole Iceland. Different people we have been in connection with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come here and offer their products. Sometimes we see it online and we contact them. And then, of course, we are very fond of our East Icelandic products that we have here.
Lots of reindeer.
Yeah. Could be more, but we have some nice things connected with reindeer.
And Emma, when people are here, and maybe tourists or visitors, do they really like the fact that these are Icelandic designs that they're buying?
Yes, definitely. That's often what they're looking for, something that's Icelandic and made in Iceland.
And not a puffin?
Well, they like those too as well.
Okay,
and we have here like East-made puffins.
But genuine, authentic puffins that have been made here, yes.
I think many would like to take one home with them.
It sounds like you've got a really fun job, though, to find all of this stuff and to work with these creative people bringing what they make to your shop.
Yeah, it is a very nice job to do. We are always looking for something that has extra value.
Yes.
So it has to be a very nice quality and design or craft product that we choose of the different materials. Then we have been trying to make an interesting selection.
Is it important to support Icelandic artists as well?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, it's a very little store, 700 kilometers from Reykjavík, on the middle of the ring road.
Yes.
In East Iceland, there are only 11,000 people living here. We get a lot of travel people, people who are traveling, and we need that to get it working. Store.
But you were nodding, Emma, quite a lot when I said that question about supporting Icelandic artists. That is important.
Yeah. That's very important. And I'm one of these people who has been supported by the shop. I have a little jewelry business, and this is the place where I started selling my products.
So is your work on sale here?
Yes.
Can we have a look?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to Emma's corner and the work that she has made. So this is jewelry that you have designed working with local stones?
Yes. So I make all the jewelry myself and use Icelandic stones that I pick myself and polish them and drill the holes and make the designs. And I also use seashells and horsehair and reindeer hair and wool and silk, which I naturally dye.
And so all these stones then are from this area?
Mostly in the area. But I always, when I go on a hike or something and I happen to find a nice stone, then I just put it in my pocket and it ends up here.
Yes. It's great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It is. And it's also a good quality. The chains are in good quality and the price are actually too low.
Too low.
Yeah. If you look at the quality.
Yes. Yes.
I would say so.
Yeah. And these are on silver, and you've also got 14 karat gold filled jewelry too.
Yes.
And you also are an artist, Laura, selling work here.
I used to be a craft person in my younger time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I make a few things here for the store when I have time. And my Christmas regard is one of them.
Yes, that's caught my eye, because if you listen to Roof English Radio at all regularly, you know that I love Christmas. I've got the decorations up already. So I'm going to buy one of these. And this is Glythleol in carved in wood that you hang on the wall.
Yeah, laser cutted wood or plywood. And it's very nice, on the wall.
Yes.
Just Merry Christmas in Icelandic on the wall.
And here in the shop, you've got some other Christmas items as well, and I've purchased from that range before.
Yeah,
some of that's in my
house. This one is very light to scent, and
yes.
You know, and we have it on the website, hushandana.is.
Well, I've only got hand luggage as I fly back from Eilstadr to Reykjavik later, so that will fit into my hand baggage quite nicely. So thank you very much. I shall buy one of those. This is just a very small section of what you can find, but other artists being supported here, their work for sale here in Hushandana. And you're open throughout the winter?
Yes, we are open throughout the winter every day, 10 to 6, and then Saturdays 11 to 3 in the winter time.
Mm.
A little bit longer in the summertime.
Yes. And are you finding that there are more people coming to East Iceland now? Because, of course, there are plans for the airport, which is very close to here, to open up new international flights, and more people are visiting East Iceland, I think. Are you seeing that here in the shop?
Yeah, definitely. Since after 2017, and then we got COVID, of course, and then it went more after COVID.
Yes.
And yeah,
it's
yeah, definitely,
up.
Yeah.
Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I think in general, many people have already seen everything in the Reykjavik and the south area, so more and more people are now coming exploring more to the east.
Yes.
As well.
Because our first ever visit to Iceland was in 1998, and we drove around the Ring Road, and about a third of it was still gravel in those days. You know,
yeah.
It was a very, very long time ago, and it felt like a very different place. And even Eilstadr, yeah. Which is one of the biggest towns, the biggest town in the east, felt a lot quieter than it does now.
Yeah. I mean, we are here on the on this crossroads in East Iceland, where all people drive through.
Yeah.
And I counted out that about 600,000 people are going through this crossroads every year.
Mm.
So we are not getting them all here.
But you're very close to that crossroads.
Yeah,
you're right on the junction, aren't you? You'll find it in the center of the town, as I say, right on Route 1. The Ring Road is just there. It's opposite the petrol station, so you can't really miss Hushandana, right in the center of Eilstadr, and a lot to see and a lot of nice things to take back to wherever you happen to be from in this shop. Emma, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you both today on Roof English Radio. My name is Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.